The back door of the elementary school bursts open with a flurry of snowflakes. Not that it's snowing outside, but paper snowflakes made by the first and second graders of Evergreen Elementary hang thick from the ceiling.
Welcome to our Christmas walkthrough!
Kindergarten and first grade team teacher Arlene Wilson greets community members arriving at Evergreen Elementary School's first ever art walk, along with her fellow team teachers Matt Knorr and Mickey Angerman. It's set up more or less by grade. In the entryway, the walls are covered with projects of the kindergartners and first graders. Paper chains, glittering snowmen, and autumnal tree scenes with watery watercolor paint reflections. Wilson says some of the projects even integrated math.
We learned about symmetry and reflection in that one.
That's
so we try and
so
teach
awesome.
Something while they're doing it.
The halls are packed. Second graders made snow globes, self-portraits, and a multitude of artistic styles from every grade. Halloween-themed haunted house drawings. Imaginative X-ray arm tracings from the fourth graders on black paper with the bones filled in with blue and white pencil. Elementary school head teacher Jen Miller Yancey says it's half a year's worth of art, much of it produced as part of the school's social-emotional learning program, or SEL.
I don't know why we didn't do it many, many years ago. Do artwork all the time, and this year I think the turning point for us was the new SEL program that we put together, making sure that we're giving students more opportunities for self-expression, art opportunities, really focused on that positive behavior, mental health piece. We're finding our students are responding incredibly well to what the climate and culture of our school is at its top right now.
Part of the reason the social-emotional learning program has been restructured at Evergreen Elementary School is budget cuts. Rengel's school enrollment dropped by a higher percentage than any other district in the state last year. To save elective positions at the high school, elementary school teachers came up with a plan to integrate social-emotional learning more deeply into everyday class life to reduce the need for a full-time counselor at the school.
We just kept integrating these wonderful projects into our lessons in the classroom and into her lessons for the mental health piece. And our walls are covered with amazing student artwork with a whole lot of expression put into every piece.
Miller Yancey says she and the SEL coordinator Tawny Crowley came up with the idea for an art walk after seeing the success of classroom art projects.
And we're like, we should keep all this, keep putting it up on the walls until winter hits, when it gets darker, colder, maybe closer to Christmas, and let's have a walkthrough. It's very COVID friendly, and so we just started doing it, and it's turned out amazing.
It couldn't have been planned this way, but the art walk also came as a bright spot in a dark time in Wrangell, literally. A large windstorm on the last day of November caused days-long power and internet issues for parts of the community. Miller Yancey said at one point the elementary school staff didn't know if they'd be able to pull off the event. Spoiler, they did.
Everybody is having a blast. It's definitely putting a lot of holiday cheer out there in the air, and students are so excited to have their families in school, and the staff's equally excited. It feels great.
Around more corners of the art walk, tissue paper stained glass leads the way to Dia de los Muertos masks. Paper snowflakes melt away into paper lanterns, interspersed with ornaments made out of pool noodles and CDs that will adorn Wrangell's downtown community Christmas tree. Short stories are stapled to one of the boards. It's not just elementary school art on display at the art walk. Wrangell High School senior Sophia Hagelman stands near the entrance to the district office, which is in the elementary school building, next to a red, black, and white painting about the size of a square table, bearing the elementary school logo and a Tlingit Formline-inspired eagle.
It's going to hang up somewhere in the elementary school. We're not exactly sure where we're going to place it, but yeah.
It's Hagelman's senior project, and elementary students helped out.
I had taken 3 students from each class to help me paint. They did really well.
Miller Yancey says the art walk has been such a success, the staff is already tentatively planning another.
We come back in January, we're thinking we'll just start all over. Hopefully have a late spring one as well.
At the end of the snaking hallways of art projects, tables are set up with juice, water, and cookies. The exit out the front of the building near the elementary school garden now parallels the entrance that was festooned with paper snowflakes from kindergartners and first graders. In the time it took to walk the art walk, it started snowing outside. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.